This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
That voice you just heard was Mass Live's Chris Petillo on the Christian Arcan show last night, breaking down his viewpoint as a boots-on-the-ground representative of the New England media in Fort Myers of this situation, Nick Fitzy-Stevens. I believe we landed on yesterday that this is a situation with your $300 million best player. We'll get into my daily poll later from Twitter, whether this is a big deal or not a big deal. Sorry, Christian Fourier, not stealing your shtick. Just had a simple question to ask. Raffy Devers, day two. Nick, I believe here on WEEI Afternoons, you think maybe there's been a turning of the tide to the positive side of this situation. And I know our big guy, Ted Johnson, he'll join us at 3 as he does every day, Tuesday to Friday. He was more optimistic than I think the two of us were yesterday talking about this Devers situation. He actually thinks, it could be a good thing. They're challenging him, the old football mentality. He'll react well, and it'll all play itself out in the end. Is there anything to see here?
Yeah, there's still something to see here, though we should move along, if you will, to borrow from the Naked Gun. Nothing to see here. Move along. Yeah, there was definitely something to see here, and the way that the something was said at the place we had something to see here was definitely alarming. It was blunt. It was brusque. It was none too cordial. And while Chris Cotillo did an excellent job last night, I know we have more audio from there to share with the audience. He did an excellent job last night with our guy, Arcand. At the same time, two things can be true at the same time. I know that's not the sexiest way to go about approaching sports in the land and day and age of hot takes and first on the scene. But the reality is, it's good that Raffy Devers still takes pride in his game, doesn't want to be knocked off his spot, and wants to fight for what he believes is his. Okay, great. You want to be a better baseball player? Then you have a whole 5 weeks in Florida to show everybody you deserve to be on third base, because the guy that's on second might play there, could easily come over to third on a day's notice and be twice as good as you defensively. So I think that's fine. It's just the bedside manner, if you will, in which Raffy Devers presented it is what turned heads and raised, you know, flags and caused alarm.
So we're going to dig a little bit deeper into this situation with Rafael Devers. Thanks to our guy Tristan Casas, we have more audio that we can break down. He was on a Nesson podcast where he expanded on his thoughts and comments regarding his third baseman. That's his third baseman, Raffy Devers, according to Tristan Casas. But later in the show, as you may have heard in the crossover, we will have at 4:30 Keith Tkachuk, father of the Fighting Tkachuk brothers that everybody loved and adored last Saturday night. It sounds like Matthew is getting healthy and he'll play on Thursday night in the Four Nations final at the Garden. Brady's a little bit more questionable at this point. I guess he did not take part in the skate today. But we'll have Keith Tkachuk, who, according to Rich Keefe, is a ultimate Hall of Fame snub. According to Adam Jones, maybe he doesn't deserve to be in there. So maybe we'll even work in a question about that, Fitzy.
I think, actually, in my mind, the you telling me now, I didn't know that. There's one of those I was today years old when I learned type of situations. Keith Tkachuk is an absolute NHL Hall
that's
of
how
Famer.
I think.
Like, that's a legacy NHL name. Just on reputation alone, the man deserves a spot where you take fathers and sons and hockey-loving families go to remember the game. Like, he's got to be... Name 15 more relevant names in the NHL the past 30-plus years. I'll wait. Because he's definitely up there.
He feels like it. You know, I'm certainly not a puckhead, despite what people like to call me on the Twitch chat and text line. But yeah.
No, that's, you, not that's not puckhead. That's...
Yeah, no, it's autocorrect, voice to text. It's puckhead. Yeah, my gut would have just said, oh, he's in the Hall of Fame. And then you go, he's not. And I go, well, then he should be, because I feel like he was already in the Hall of Fame. But we will talk to Keith Tkachuk at 4:30. 4 o'clock, we'll have our weekly Wednesday chat with Scal. And I'm guessing the format of the All-Star game will come up, the juxtaposition of how hockey handled the weekend and got people excited, and how the NBA handled it so poorly that even its own players hated it. Even people that were there wearing NBA uniforms hated it.
There's a ton of, like, you know, I would say the one place that's even worse right now by country miles than, like, the squabbling, if you will, that's gone on with the Red Sox over Bregman and Devers wanting to play third and Casas, how come you had to weigh in and all that jazz, is the NBA.
Oh, yeah.
Players saying this format sucks and that the NBA game isn't great now. Former players saying, hey, why don't you shut your damn mouth? And the current players being like, hey, old man, you don't play anymore. Why don't you shut your mouth? And then everyone agreeing, like, but yeah, okay, we'll figure that out later. But right now, we have a terrible All-Star game format that needs fixing ASAMFP.
And in the midst of a season where interest in the regular season games are down, ratings are down, and there are questions about the game. And
it's waning.
Yeah. So we'll talk to Scal at 4 o'clock, as we do each Wednesday. And as I said, at 4:30, Keith Tkachuk will join us here on WEEI Afternoons. But so we want to go back to this Chris Cotillo audio last night on the Christian Arcan show. So we got that part out of the way, you know. And nothing was lost in translation, which there were some texters and Twitch chatters that questioned that yesterday. Oh, he was berated by a bunch of questions and it was lost in translation, all this. Okay, so we'll move past that. Chris Cotillo was there and he said nothing was lost in translation. So, Stiz, let's pick up from there and roll some more of this Cotillo sound.
So I think that he was felt like he was sold a bill of goods by the Red Sox and Heim Bloom a couple of years ago. We heard correctly that Heim Bloom's not here anymore. Devers is pissed. I mean, it's not a media creation. Anybody who, you know, watched the body language and watched how he was, he's not happy about this situation.
Okay, stop there. So Chris Cotillo agrees with us. It is indeed a situation because Devers isn't happy with this situation. Speaking of lost in translation, Fitzy, do you think there is a chance that something was lost in translation with Heim Bloom? Do you believe Heim Bloom promised Devers that he was, I guess, the third baseman until he didn't want to be the third baseman anymore?
I believe that very well could have been in the realm of reason. There's no way to know now. That's Heim's little secret. And, of course, he's in St. Louis now, as Alex Cora was only more than comfortable in reminding us before. But was there something lost in translation? I think Rafi Devers himself said it best. No.
Yeah, so I'm dubious that they guaranteed him the third base position. You know what I think they guaranteed him? $300 million. That's truly what they guaranteed him. And when you
$300 million, that's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. And you know, he's an employee of the Boston Red Sox, and I know he wants to play third. And you brought it up just a moment ago when you were kind of rolling this idea that he's got 5 weeks or whatever it may be to prove himself a third baseman. Well, what about the 7 years he had to prove himself a third baseman? You know, the 7 years where he...
It's a long runway, Andy.
Oh, a super long runway. Holy Moses.
It's a gradual ramp. You know, they've been slowly ramping him up. And wait till you see the defense this year. It is going to be... He is going to be cut, ripped,
well, he's not.
Lean,
I've already seen
quick.
Him. He's not cut, ripped, or lean. He was kneeling on a little pad, taking not even ground balls, like one hoppers that a guy like a
do
kind of
do you think when Devers takes the, if somebody were to pass him the phone, like, you know, like when you call your parents as they get older, and you're like, hey, hey, Dad, Nick's on the phone. And just like you hear him get up out of the chair. And they make all those noises. Do you think Devers makes those like Dad, the phone's for you noises?
Absolutely.
Now?
Sort of like the Mayo noises when he would sit down to the Wednesday press conferences that Jones and Keefe like to monitor, the grunts, groans, and strains of being the head coach of the Patriots. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. And I've heard a lot of people say this, well, let him win the job. So if he has a good spring, I'll give you that. Let's just say he has a good spring. That wipes out what he's done for 7 years. I actually think it magnifies it. If I saw him become a significantly better defensive player this spring, it would make me question his work ethic and his drive. Because I would say, wait, you waited until they threatened to move you off the position before you decided you were going to get better? Right? Like, you've had 7 years to prove yourself a gold glove caliber third baseman.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan. I'm much more proactive. Now, when I was a kid, I was much more reactive, as in, like, oh, the book report is due tomorrow. Guess I'm going to be up all night reading the Phantom Toll Booth and writing 750 words that I don't understand whatsoever. Like, that's the way most kids do. And I keep trying to tell my kids, like, don't be like that. Get ahead of it so that you don't go through the stress of that. And if Rafi Devers is one of those reactionary types that you need to, like, prod into getting the most out of, well, then why'd you give him $300-something million? Like, that to me reeks of probably should have had a more incentive-laden contract.
Yeah, I mean, in baseball, you're not going to get those. That's just the reality of the sport is people get long-term, massive contracts.
Time to bust up some unions.
Yeah, good luck with that. Let me know. Get back to me and let me know how that works out.
As a union guy, I'm not pro busting unions, but at the same time, let's break them up.
I was going to say, I didn't have a, what do you like to say on your bingo card? I didn't have on my bingo card Fitzy throwing unions under the bus in the first 10 minutes of our show on a random Wednesday.
Well, come on. I mean, like, the whole
Fitzy,
like,
hates unions, 617-779-7937.
Yeah, well, as we're trying to figure out where all of our federal dollars are going, and then when you find out, like, 72 cents out of every dollar goes to entitlements, you're like, all right, can we actually pay a little bit for future performance and current production as opposed to past action?
All right,
just saying.
Let's roll a little bit more of that audio from Chris Cotillo on the Christian Arcan Show.
Talking to people around them, that's very clear. So I think big picture, two thoughts on it. Number one, if I'm the Red Sox, that's how I want my star player to react. He didn't roll over and say, all right, Bregman, it's your position now. He's saying, it's my position. I want to fight for it. I want to compete for it. And I want to be the guy because that's what I want to do.
Stop.
And part two.
Wait a minute. So it's a good thing the way he handled that? Is that what we're packaging this as? And I also missed the part. Cotillo was there. So I'll take his word for it. I didn't hear the part where Devers said, I'll compete. I'll compete with anyone. I'll prove that I'm the best third baseman on this team. No. I play third. Will you play DH? Mm-hmm. No. I play third. I play the field. Like, it was more a sense of entitlement than it was a sense of, well, I have full confidence that I'm the best third baseman on this team and I'll win the job, so I'll compete with anybody. I missed the part. And I also, to package Monday's comments from Devers as how the Boston Red Sox should want Devers to respond, certainly publicly, I disagree with that wholeheartedly. This created this storm here that we are talking about that is a situation, is a major talking point coming off the previous major talking point, Fitzy, which was, woohoo, we're good again. Woohoo, we signed a big name player to a big name contract. Woohoo, there was all kind of woohoos last Thursday and Friday. Now what do we got?
Uh-oh.
This isn't good. Rut-row, Raggy. So, I mean, I don't know where you fall, Fitzy. I don't think, if I'm the Boston Red Sox, I think it's a good thing the way Devers handled this on Monday.
No, the easiest way to do this, and I don't think taking the off-ramp to the language barrier is the best way to go, because that just sounds like you're looking for an excuse until you figure out exactly how someone really feels or to protect them. All he had to do was just sort of say, like, you know, I'd love to play third base. I'll hit if the Red Sox ask me. They're my employer. How many times, Andy, did you ever do any, I understand we don't make $300 million. Did you ever have to work a holiday?
Oh, you don't?
Doing a radio show? No, just a whisker under, but slightly different tax bracket.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, anyone behind the glass ever have to do like a holiday shift or some nights, championship coverage?
Excuse me, a holiday shift?
Several hundred holiday shifts.
Fitzy and Hart were staples. Ken Laird just got the Sharpie out. Oh, it's Christmas week? Fitzy and Hart, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Oh, it's
but
Christmas
my kids
Day?
Don't care. Screw the kids.
Nope. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. I've done my work on the holidays, as you have as well, Fitz. Nights? Have we done nights? Oh, yeah. Weekends? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, weekend. Post-game shows after Patriots, Christmas
Well after,
Eve,
well into the frickin- 1 and 2 a.m.s?
Yeah. So, yes.
Overnight fundraisers, yes. All of it. Yeah. Yes. And you know what? We did it dutifully. Did we do a little pissing, moaning, grousing, and complaining on the way?
No.
Sure, but that's our gut. Of course not. No.
We Ted, right no along. Likey.
Yeah, Fitzy also no likey.
Yeah, okay, you're an employee. What you have to do is just say, like, hey, we'll figure this out. I'm looking forward to playing some third. I'm looking forward to hitting. I'll do what's in the best interest of the ball club. We can have a conversation about that. Just leave it. Be as vague as possible in this particular scenario, but don't be vague about your interest and intent to be the best baseball player you can be and do whatever is in the best interest of the team.
For example, a positive, if maybe a false version of this. The whole Tom Brady, Mr. Kraft, I'm the best decision this organization ever made.
He didn't say that, did he?
I don't know whether he did or didn't, but the good part is he said it in a parking lot to Robert Kraft where no one else was around. That's why we really have no idea whether it's true or not. Had Tom Brady done his draft day conference call with the media and led off with, I'm the best decision this organization ever made. I'm going from 199 to GOAT status next week. We would have been like, what the F is wrong with this guy? So you can have views behind the scenes that you share with bosses, owners, coaches, managers, sure, that aren't always best shared with, I don't know, the masses, the public, mm-hmm, the media. And to me, this is one of those examples. I would be fine if what Chris Cotillo said was happening behind the scenes. Rafi said, I'm not giving up third base without a fight. I think I'm a good third baseman. I think my errors have been trending downward. I think my buddy at first base, Tristan Casas, tells you I've done a better job at certain phases of the third base game. If he wanted to say all that behind the scenes and Cora's like, oh, yeah, okay, you know, we'll play it out in spring training, but in the end, Rafi, I need to tell you, I'm going to put the best team on the field for the Boston Red Sox. That's my job. Just like you think third base is your job, I think my job is to put the best team on the field. But he did it publicly. That's mm-hmm the problem here. Like, so
that is the problem.
So spinning it positive, what he said on Monday, I have a problem with. Stiz, let's get to the last major takeaway from Chris Cotillo on this Devers situation down in Florida.
And part two, at the end of the day, it's not going to matter. As people have correctly pointed out, Devers is an employee of the Boston Red Sox. He's not going to demand a trade. He's not going to ask for his release, and he's not going to retire. So therefore, he's going to be wherever Alex Cora puts him in the lineup on opening day, happy or not. That's just the reality of this. It, you know, I did ask him that question, which I felt like my tone was a little bit snarky, but it wasn't meant to be because I was just kind of in awe. Isn't it their decision? And he said kind of like, no, it's my decision, and I want to be the third baseman. But at the end of the day, obviously, it's what Cora wants to do. And I think the other thing here is this is all about Christian Campbell. You know, I think this is all about the fact that they really, really, really want to.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's all about Christian Campbell. Nope, it's all about Rafi Devers right now. But that sentiment, Fitzy, that this will just work out in the end. Because in the end, Cora can pencil a name and a position next to Devers in the lineup and put it out there, and Bregman in the same thing, and it'll be fine. Do you believe that? Do you believe this is all much ado about nothing, and that by the time we get to opening day or May or June, this will be something we look back at and laugh about?
Yeah, who's your money? For my money, I'll put the same amount of money on Brady Tkachuk playing tomorrow night as I will on Rafi Devers DHing on opening day. A lot.
You think Rafi Devers is the opening day DH? I do not. I think he's the opening day third baseman. Now, you ask me, June 1, where will Rafi Devers be taking the bulk of his at-bats? That'll be out of the DH role. I think they're going
what
to...
What do we do with Yoshida?
What
for Masataka?
Yeah, I don't know. I really. You notice he was supportive of Devers too. Wonder why. Oh wait, because if Devers stays at third, I could keep my job. All these guys are CYAing their way through spring training here for the Red Sox, keeping their jobs. But no, I actually think so. We see Bregman at second early on here in spring training. We see Devers on his knees on a pad, taking little one hoppers, not even taking infield outfield. He'll get out there at some point.
I don't know if he's healthy. Yeah, what if the arm, the shoulder, the knee, the hip, the everything isn't ready by March 27th?
What is he, that song? Everything's connected to each other and it's all broken for him? Good Lord, $300 million doesn't go as far as it used to. Anyway, I think Devers will probably start the season at third base and then be transitioned off of it as his errors pile up and as people realize there's a better option. He's over at second base. And also, as Christian Campbell, who Chris Cotello mentioned, as he's piling up hits, home runs, RBIs for the Woo Sox, and people are like, wait a minute, we're a better team if he plays second and Bregman goes to third and Devers goes to DH. We'll have better hitters in the lineup. So I think that where that happens, I don't know. Is that May? Is that April? Is it June? Dan Ball.
This also puts a lot of pressure on Trevor Story staying healthy this entire time, which I also don't necessarily believe in.
And that is
so who's our shortstop now? Who do we think would Bregman slide over and play short?
I'd give him a shot unless you wanna throw Christian Campbell right there.
Or you also have the option Rafaela. Of Marcelo Mayer if he's healthy. He's playing some third base actually down in spring training right now.
Let's have a logjam at third. Everyone gets.
Wouldn't
a
that
shot
be
at
funny
third?
If we debate this? Who's playing third? Is it going to be Devers? Is it going to be Bregman in the opening day lineup? It's actually Marcelo Mayer. He's the third baseman. Devers is at DH. Bregman's at second. Okay, I'll take that. We'll see.
And what for Rafaela? Is he in the outfield to start the season?
That's a good question. I'm not totally sure.
He doesn't really seem to have a home right now.
They got a few guys like that. That's why I still hold out hope that there's a deal coming, that there is still the possibility of a trade for a pitcher, a trade for a closer, a trade for something, another right-handed bat. I don't even know. I feel like there's another deal coming down the pike here. But that's where we're starting today. It's Red Sox yet again. It's Devers. We have more Tristan Casas audio to play for you, where he gives a very honest and detailed scouting report of Rafael Devers as his third baseman. 617-779-7937. We'll take your phone calls. Is it a big deal? That's the simpler question. Is this a big deal? Everything we're talking about, Devers' refusal to play DH, to move to DH, is it a big deal? Or is this just one of those media creations on sports talk radio? We'll talk about it. Give us your opinion, 617-779-7937. And remember, Set your dial. Stay tuned. Stay put. 4:30, Keith Tkachuk will be with us on WEEI Afternoons to talk about the Final Four. The Four Nations Final. Not the Final Four. Totally different thing. It's the Four Nations Final at the Garden on Thursday night. But first, before we get to all of that loaded show, we have Dan Ball with a loaded trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. Bruins and Team USA defenseman Charlie McAvoy remains hospitalized at Mass General Hospital with an infection in his right shoulder and a significant injury to his AC joint, the Bruins announced on Wednesday. His status for the NHL season, which restarts on Saturday, is still unclear, and he is considered to be week-to-week. The Americans take on Team Canada in the Four Nations Face-Off Final on Thursday night at TD Garden. As the Red Sox continue to navigate positional decisions across the lineup, here is what Red Sox DH Masataka Yoshida had to say about his role on the team.
If it is to DH or if it is to play in outfield, I'm just giving my best, and I'm still here, on this team, so I'm just giving everything I got for this team.
The Celtics return to action tomorrow night on the road against the Philadelphia 76ers. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. The Celtics play three of their first four games after the All-Star break on the road. And in football news, the Chargers will host the NFL's second regular season game in Brazil. The NFL announced earlier today, making the franchise the first to play on five different continents. The Chargers will face an opponent to be determined in Sao Paulo on Friday, September 5th, the day after the NFL season kicks off on Thursday night. And the NFL informed teams today that the 2025 salary cap will range from $277.5 to $281.5 million. That's an increase of anywhere from $22 to $26 million from last season. Looking for a great value for lunch? Visit the 99 Restaurant for their new daytime deals menu, available Monday through Saturday until 5 p.m. Try the Vermont Cheddar Chicken Sandwich, flatbread combos, and six new hearty sandwiches. You gotta love the Nines. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.